I know that was told. I said before thee an open door and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Yes. That's Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. He has the key of thee. He opened it and no one closed. Yes, as many that have come into this service, that the enemy have closed their way, the Lord Jesus is come before you right now to open those doors, open those gates, open those opportunities, those breakthroughs, all those jobs and businesses, all those things that are meant for you that the enemy tried to shut you off. Jesus, make a way now where there's no way. Open doors now, open gates now. Let there be a breaking through and a breaking forth. Go forth and possess your possession. In the name of Jesus, wherever the souls of our feet are trod, God has given to us, we walk through and we possess our possession. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rabba stando riba in branda in kende. Holy Ghost, do your work now. Jesus, do your work now. Yeah, let there be healing of homes and families and marriages. Yes, God is showing me marriages that we are heading for the rock. Jesus is healing those marriages right now. Marriages that the devil wants to break and scatter them. Jesus is healing them right now. Hey, Rebus, Sandar Yaba. Iblondo, receive the touch of God. Your home, your family. Let Jesus touch you right now. Jesus, touch that home, touch that family. Jesus, touch that marriage. That marriage that is heading for the rock. Lord Jesus, go and rescue it by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we receive a harvest of souls. A harvest of people, a harvest of souls. Into the kingdom of God. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we are not laboring in vain. God has given us the fruits of our labor. We receive the fruits of our labor. We receive all that God has for us. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you and alcohol are laboring in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ. Parabasaya. Yeah, bless God is showing these people with problems in their legs. Your feet are hurt. And you have been treating it. There's no way out. Put your hands on those legs. Let the healing power of God go through those legs right now. In the name of Jesus. Upon my Zion, there is deliverance. Yes, let's be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's be strength. Feet. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Bless thy Lord, oh my soul. Jesus is making me whole. Father, we thank you. We adore you. Bless thy Lord, oh my soul. Bless thy Lord, oh my soul. Jesus is making me whole. Father, we thank you, we adore you. Bless thy Lord, oh my soul. God is showing me someone with a terrible migraine headache. The headache is worrying you so much. You have taken medication. Always put your hands on your head and receive the healing touch of Jesus. Yeah, Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lay your hands on your head right now and let Jesus lay his hands on you. In the name of Jesus, receive the miracle healing touch of Jesus. The miracle healing touch of Jesus. Your spirit, soul, and body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Receive the touch of God. 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 Arabasaya. Ye broko dori baba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God is showing me a woman. You ate some like a poison, bacteria inside your stomach, inside your belly, worrying you. Yes, God is showing me that stomach with all the poisonous toxins inside. Put your right hand on your stomach, your belly. Put your right hand there. Put your right hand there. Yes, Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick and it shall recover. You put your right hand on your stomach. Let Jesus touch you. Let Jesus touch you. Let Jesus touch you right now. Let Jesus touch that stomach, that pain, that disease. Those poisonous materials you ate unknowingly, you ate and swallowed all those things and now they are worrying you. Put your right hand on that stomach. Let Jesus touch it right now. Whatever God is not planting, you be rooted out. In the name of Jesus, whatever God did not plant, every tree that my father did not plant shall be rooted out. We command every poisonous material, every sickness and disease, every demonic influence, every power inside stomach, inside body, inside blood and water, bones and marrow, wherever you are praying from, we bound you, we cast you. We command you to die. We root you out. We cast you away. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Araba Sandoria. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the devil cannot see the demons, sickness, and disease, poison. You can stay in our body. Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost. We are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you can't stay in our body. He made his minister flaming fire. We are flaming fire. In the name of Jesus. Hey, black and hey. Yes, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Sickness and disease cannot save me. Yes, your body are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You cannot say your body. Sickness and disease cannot stay there. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing, deliverance, and blessing to everyone who is in this service right now. Receive the healing touch of Jesus. Receive the miracle touch of Jesus. Receive life and life abundance. In the name of Jesus. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you know, you are the temple? Do you know, you are the temple? Do you know, you are the temple? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple. No, you're not. You are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know. I am the temple. Do you know? You are the temple. Do you know? You are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know. I am the temple. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I am the temple. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I am the temple. I'm the temple of the Holy God. Do you know? Do you know you are the temple? Do you know? Do you know you are the temple? Yes, I know. Yes, I know you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you know, you are the temple?
The ram, the high priest had to go to
the Holy of Holies once in a year and make the sacrifice and shed blood for the cleansing of the people in the Old Testament until Jesus Christ came with a more perfect blood. The more perfect blood, you know, the blood of bulls, some blood of goats, some blood of animals, putting off the top lies the perfect blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And that blood is still flowing today. But in the scriptures, there is something that represents blood, which we are going to look into today. And thing that represents blood, and then we're going to trace it into the blood in the New Testament. If you look at 2 Kings chapter 5, 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 to 19, Naaman was brought to Prophet Elijah. And when he came, Prophet Elijah didn't waste time. He said, go and wash in River Jordan 7 times. Dip yourself in River Jordan and dip your leprosy will be healed. And then Naaman, with all his pride and cockiness, started arguing. He didn't really want to go to River Jordan because there are more cleaner rivers, more, you know, clean rivers than River Jordan. River Jordan's water is like mud. And Naaman, as a top military personnel of the Syrian army, didn't want to go to River Jordan. But you need to be healed. Leprosy symbolized sin. Leprosy was a picture of sin in human life. That was why it was treated that way. People with leprosy and beggars and blind, and oh, they have uniforms. They are separated from the society. And they don't stay where people are. They have to shout unclean, unclean when they are coming. So leprosy was symbolizing sin in the lives of people. Though it's a sickness, but it symbolizes in the life of the people. So Naaman got leprosy, whether it was God's punishment or something. But many Bible scholars believe that Naaman had wronged God by taking his maid, an Israelite maid, to be a house pet to his wife. That's how it was interpreted. But I don't know how far that's true. That's okay. Prophet Elijah did not waste time. Prophet Elijah said, go and dip yourself in River Jordan 7 times. 2 Chronicles 20:20. They believe in the Lord and thou shalt be established. Believe his prophets and ye shall prosper. That's 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord God Almighty and you shall be established. Then he said, believe in his prophets, and ye shall prosper. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. The prophet of God, Elijah, said, go and dip yourself in River Jordan 7 times, not 5 times, 7 times. 7 means complete. 7 means miracle. Reluctantly, Naaman went to River Jordan and dipped himself 7 times, and he was healed of leprosy. What is the River Jordan? The River Jordan symbolizes the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9. He said, if you say you have no sin, you are a liar. If you say you have no sin, you are a liar. Then he now says that, but the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. River Jordan was a kind of the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing us from all unrighteousness. I told you the leprosy was symbolizing sin in the life of Naaman. That blood washed away our sin and secrecy and disease. River Jordan. That's not the only instance where God healed through water. If you look through the whole Bible, you find that several of through water. Scientists, medical scientists have found out that there are healing properties inside water. This water we drink, medical scientists were able to find out that there is healing, there are healing properties, healing power inside water. But not everybody knows this. Not everybody knows this. God has put healing power inside water. Whether in the sea, whether in the ocean, whether in the river, just water, God put healing power inside water. That's not the only place God put healing power. Okay, the animals in the bush, you know, they fight and wound and injure themselves. No doctor is curing them. Eat the roots, they eat plants, they eat, you know, those things, they heal. Now, ask a pharmacist, how do you manufacture pills, drugs and pills? How do you manufacture tablets and pills? They brought them from leaves, from roots, from natural things that God has created. So all these plantations and woods, flowers, all these leaves and roots, God put healing properties inside them already. So animals may not have to come from the bush and then go to the hospital for treatment. They are in the bush. Whether they are injured or they hurt themselves, they fight and tear themselves to pieces or something, they're going to eat those leaves. They're going to eat those roots and those plants. They're going to, and they get healed. They just get healed. God has put healing properties in those things. Otherwise, pharmacies will not have manufactured tablets and drugs and pills from plants and roots and all those things. So God has put healing power in all those places, in all those things. What a mighty God. There are many instances. Another instance is 5, verses 1 to 9. You see the pool at Bethesda. John chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. The pool of Bethesda has healing power. Once in a year, an angel will come from heaven and trouble the water. Whosoever jumped into it first receive healing. And it was like that. There was another man there for 38 years because he was lame and crippled. He could not jump into the water. But somebody already jumped in when the angels start troubling the water. the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. Which means God has put probably healing and deliverance from inside those waters. Which means those waters symbolize the blood of Jesus Christ, cleansing us from all unrighteousness and from sickness and disease. Those waters. But when Jesus came, in John chapter 5 and 1 to 9, Jesus demonstrated that we don't have to wait for those waters. We don't have to go to the river to get healing. We don't have to look for water. Jesus has already come. He has already died on the cross, took the 39 stripes for our healing, our deliverance, who the Son of God has set free in spring day. Jesus has healed us on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. We just received that healing and claim it. We don't have to go back to the Old Testament method. But even in the New Testament, in the New Testament, John chapter 9, verse 7 to 11, St. John's Gospel chapter 9, verse 7 to 11, you see Jesus sat on the floor and made mud out of it, and then rubbed the mud on the blind man's eye. And he told the blind man, go and wash in the bathtub alone. So he went to wash in the bathtub alone, and he was healed. That's the 9, verse 7 to 11. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus has brought a better method of healing, whereby you call upon him and he answers you and delivers you and sets you free. The blood of Jesus has been shed on Golgotha Hill. On the cross, the blood was shed for you and I to be saved. And it took 39 stripes on his body. 39 stripes that carried all our sicknesses and diseases and infirmities. He took them on himself on the cross of Calvary. And by his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we were healed. Over 2,000 years ago, we were healed on the cross of Calvary. So that blood is still flowing. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Yes, by the blood of Jesus. Healing in the blood of Jesus. The washing white as love. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. There is deliverance in the blood of Jesus. The washing white as love. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. There's miracle in the blood of Jesus. That was it, was the Lord. Now in the New Testament, Jesus has brought a better healing, a better covenant, a better agreement when he took 39 stripes on his bare body on Calvary tree that we might be healed of all our sicknesses and diseases. See, Christ himself took upon himself all our sicknesses and diseases. He forgiveth all our iniquities. He healeth all our diseases. Oh, where is the blood? The blood is still flowing on the cross. The blood is cleansing us from all unrighteousness. The blood is still our protection. The blood covers us. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That blood is the River Jordan. That blood is the pool of Bethesda. That blood is the River Siloam. He was telling you that there is power in the blood. This blood that's coming. That blood is the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not just River Jordan. It's not just the pool of Bethesda. It's not just River Siloam. It's symbolizing something. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed. What he did before, he will do it again. Jesus is here right now. And that blood is still flowing on Calvary Street right now. You can still come under the blood and let the blood cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Let the blood cover you. Let the blood abase for you. Let the blood speak better things than the blood, and let him have his way in your life today. You overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. You can overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. The water is still being troubled. The angel is still coming down. Even right now, though not physically, in the realm of the spirit, the water is still troubled. The blood is still flowing. The angel is still coming down. It's still troubling the water. Whosoever jumped into it shall receive the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And God is showing me for who I need service right now. Your past is still haunting you. You are still thinking about the things you did before. And you think God does not love you. And you think God cannot forgive you. And you think you can't reach God. I got good news for you. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus brings us salvation, healing, and deliverance. The blood of Jesus gives us life and life more abundantly. The blood of Jesus is the water that is drinking the blood of Jesus. We jump into the blood of Jesus and we receive our salvation and healing. The blood of Jesus cleanses you from all unrighteousness. God has forgiven you by his blood. By grace are you saved through faith. So you receive the salvation that Jesus provided for you on Calvary Street. And let that salvation come into your life right now. So that you can find help and find mercy and favor and grace. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thou washest white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. Of Jesus, the healing in the blood of Jesus, the washing white as snow, the deliverance in the blood of Jesus, the miracle in the blood of Jesus, healing in the blood of Jesus. Thou washest white as snow. Hey, Rebo Sandariaba. Even though that blood is flowing right now. The blood is flowing. Yeah, the blood of Jesus. He got that thing in our life. The blood of Jesus. He got healing and miracles, signs and wonders. Yeah, the blood of Jesus. He got wisdom, knowledge and understanding. In our life right now, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Let the blood begin to speak salvation, healing and deliverance into your life in the name of Jesus. The blood avails for you. The blood brings you life. The blood brings you relief. The blood brings you healing. Yes, let the blood flow. Let the blood flow. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse you from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Something good is happening right now. Yeah, there's healing taking place. There's miracle taking place because the blood of Jesus has come to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus gives you life and life more abundantly. The blood of Jesus gives you salvation, healing, and deliverance. Yes, watching the river go down. Yeah, the blood of Jesus. In the river of Jordan, amen. In the river of Jordan. In the river of Jordan, amen. Your body has been made whole. In the river of Jordan, amen. In the river of Jordan. In the river of Jordan, amen. Your body has been made whole. In the river of Jordan. In the river of Jordan. In the river of Jordan. Man. Your body has been made whole. In the river of Jordan. Man. In the river of Jordan. In the river of Jordan. Man. Your body has been made whole. In the river of Jordan, amen. In the river of Jordan. In the river of Jordan, amen. Your body has been made whole. In the river of Jordan, amen. In the river of Jordan. In the river of Jordan, amen. Your body has been made whole. In the river of Jordan, amen. In the river of Jordan, your body has been made whole. In the river of Jordan, all unrighteous, symbolizing the blood of Jesus. It was not just cleansing the river of Jordan. In the river of Jordan, amen. In the river of Jordan. In the river of Jordan, amen, your body has been made whole. In the river of Jordan, amen. In the river of Jordan, amen. In the river of Jordan, amen, your body has been made whole. Yes, symbolizing the blood of the sea. River Jordan. The pool of Bethesda, River Siloam, all these symbolize the blood of Jesus. Yes, the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from every form of leprosy, from every form of sin and sickness and disease. The blood of Jesus giveth life and life more abundant. The blood of Jesus. Figure better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel figure judgment. But the blood of Jesus figure mercy and grace, favor and healing and deliverance. What you need is the blood. Won't you deserve it for Jesus, darling? Yes, power in the blood. Power in the blood. As for the cleansing from Calvary, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, healing-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. What God has done it for Jesus, tell us. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Our Father cleansing, with covering sin. There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, healing working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, yeah, that blood is flowing. That blood is flowing today, right now. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That blood is cleansing you from all unrighteousness. That blood is washing away sickness and disease from your life. That blood is washing away poverty, hardship, protection, and failure. Let that blood begin to cleanse you now from every form of spiritual and physical leprosy. Let that blood begin to cleanse you now from all unrighteousness. Let that blood begin to cleanse you and wash you clean from all your problems and your troubles. Yes, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is flowing right now. It's flowing into your spirit, soul, and body. The blood of Jesus is flowing in your home, your family, your marriage, your business, in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hey, Rabbi Sandoria. The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set you free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set you free. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set you free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set you free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set you free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set you free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of The blood of Jesus set us free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set us free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus free from every problem, from every sickness, from every sin, from everything that disturbs you. The blood of Jesus sets you free. The blood of Jesus washes away all your sickness and disease. The blood of Jesus washes away all your troubles, all your sorrows. The blood of Jesus washes away sin from your life. The blood of Jesus. Who the Son set free, he freed me. Who the Son set free, he freed me. Who the Son set free, he freed me. Praise the Lord. I am free. I am free. Who the Son set free, he freed me. Who the Son set free, he freed me. Who the Son set free, he freed me. Praise the Lord, we are free. Who the Son set free, he freed me. Who the Son set free, he freed me. Who the Son set free, he freed me. Praise the Lord, we are free. Yes. Who the Son of God has set free is free indeed. Who Jesus has set free is free indeed by his blood. Hey, Rabba, Santa, Rabba. Yes. Wherever you are, in any part of the world, joining us in this service, I got good news for you that the blood of Jesus liberates you. The blood of Jesus is your healing. The blood of Jesus is your deliverance. The blood of Jesus gives you life. You have been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. I am somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of the Most High King. You are somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a child of the Most High King. I am somebody. You are somebody. We be one in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a child of the Most High King. I am somebody. You are somebody. For me, one in the blood of the Lamb. Pray a few of the Most High King. I am somebody. You are somebody. You are in the blood of the Lamb. You are the son of the Most High King. I tell you, this is very important. I am of value. I am somebody because I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. I am somebody. You are somebody because you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. The blood cleanses you from all unrighteousness. The blood washes away every form of sickness and disease and problems and troubles, leprosy, whatever it is, blindness, every form of ailment in your life, the blood of Jesus washes every one of us from all those things. Yes, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. So if you say you have no sin, you are in life. See, but the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all righteousness. We are somebody. I am somebody. You are somebody. I am somebody. You are somebody. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We are shine of the Most High King. We are somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a child of the Most High King. We are somebody. I am somebody. You are somebody. I am somebody. You are somebody. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You are a child of the Most High King. We are somebody. I am somebody. You are somebody. Everybody, yeah, you are somebody. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You are some of the bones. We are somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm the son of the Most High King. We are somebody. Somebody. You are somebody. You be one in the blood of the Lamb. I'm in the of the Most High King. You are somebody. We are somebody. Of the Lamb, the son of the Most High King. Now, see what is happening. God has just given me another realm. Do you know how worthless a leper is? Go read through the scripture. And even today, you know how worthless a leper. A leper is not allowed to come into the community. They have to wear particular uniform. They have to stay away from the general public because leprosy was very contagious, very contagious. And so the lepers are not people at all. They are separated. They are rejected. They are cast away. They are outcast. They are nobody. But thank God for the blood of Jesus that washes away all sicknesses and disease. The blood of Jesus washes away, because leprosy in the Bible It is symbolizing sin. It symbolizes sin in the lives of people. So when you dip in River Jordan seven times, you are dipping in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Whether River Siloam, whether the pool of Bethesda, all these symbolize the blood. So in the New Testament, Jesus has come with the blood that is a perfect blood. That blood is the blood in which we are baptized. You see, during baptism, you see, when you are baptized, you are being dipped in the blood of Jesus. See? You are dying with the blood. It's like you died with Jesus. You were buried with Jesus. And then you resurrected to live for Jesus. That is the meaning of baptism. So there is a cleansing. This cleansing is not just only sin. The leprosy symbolized sin, symbolized sickness, because it was actually leprosy. For Naaman, it was actually leprosy. And of course, there were 10 lepers Jesus cleansed. The disease was there, and it also symbolized sin in the lives of the people. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That's what the scripture has already said. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So when you dip your life in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Not only just sin, but that blood also washes away every form of leprosy, every form of sickness and disease, whether blindness. They go and wash it in River Siloam, the pool of Bethesda. See, the blood washes away all the... Yeah. I tell you, something is happening already. Something is happening. Hey, Rebosaya, Kandori, Blogodo, wherever you are, begin to receive what God has for you in the name of Jesus. Begin to receive your salvation, your healing and deliverance. Begin to receive the word of God. Receive Jesus. Receive the touch of God. Receive the blood that was shed for you on Calvary's tree. For the remission of your sins, the blood is still flowing today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed. He will not change. Let that blood wash you clean now. Yes, let that blood cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Let that blood begin to wash away your sicknesses and diseases and problems. Let that blood continue to wash away all your problems. Let that blood wash away leprosy, every form of spiritual leprosy, every form of sickness and disease in your life. Let the blood of Jesus begin to wash it away, wash it away, wash it away, wash it away. Hey, Rebusandarabababa. It's happening already, it's happening already. We receive it, 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 we receive it. Yes, in the name of Jesus. There's something about the blood of Jesus. The blood avails for us. The blood speaks better things. The blood, the blood, the blood. I gotta stay right under the blood. Gotta stay right under the blood. Stay right under the blood. Where the devil can't do me no harm. Gotta stay right under the blood. Gotta stay right under the blood. Gotta stay right under the blood. Any devil can't do me no harm. You gotta stay right under the blood. You gotta stay right under the blood. You gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil comes, do you know how? You gotta stay right under the blood. You gotta stay right under the blood. You gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil comes, do you know how? No harm, no harm, no harm. Harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil comes, do you know how? You gotta stay right under the blood.
Revelation 12 verse 11 says, for they overcame the devil
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, if you have your Bible, you can read it. You can read your Bible. You can read it. Say, they overcame the devil, Lord of the Lamb of God, and by the word of their testimony. At this point, the blood of Jesus is now a weapon. They overcame the devil. The believers, the Christians, the people of God, they overcame Satan, they overcame demons, they overcame evil spirits, they overcame the power of darkness. Lord of the Lamp of God, and by the word of their testimony. At this point, the blood is a weapon. So the blood is not only for salvation and healing and all the blood is protection. The blood is a weapon in the hand of the believer. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So we have so many weapons now. We have the sword of the Spirit. We have the name of Jesus. We have the blood of Jesus. We have speaking in tongues. We call down fire from heaven upon our enemy. So we have so many weapons. Ah, a man of God said, the most powerful being on earth. The most powerful being on earth. It's not the elephant. It's not the lion. It's not the tiger. It's not the leopard. The most powerful being on earth. The most powerful creature on earth. Is a believer who knows the power of God and how to live. Only four lepers made the army of Syria to run away. In the Bible, only four lepers. Only one angel flew 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. Only one angel. Only one. They came to Aaron from an Elisha. From an Elisha said, I command all of you to be blind. And all the enemies and all of them became blind. Now, from an Elisha is in charge. The man who carried weapon is already blind. Where is he going to, who is he going to fire now? That's not the only instance. For when Elijah was on the mountain with God, spending time with God, they sent 50 soldiers to come and arrest him. Say, if I be a man of God, let fire come from heaven and consume all of you. All the 50 died. He sent another 50. He saw all of them. The third group, they apologized and forgave. One man alone stood on Mount Carmel, and he declared, these 450 false prophets of Baal, behead all of them. It was just one man called Prophet Elijah. 450 false prophets of Baal, behead all of them. They beheaded all of them. I told you, the man with submarine, the man with jet fighters and jet bombers and 1 million military men, the man with armor, the car, armored vehicles, and all the things, they are rendered powerless with a man of God who knows his right and authority. Because look at it. From an Elijah said, all of you be blind. Then all of them became blind. So who are you going to shoot now? Who are you going to fire? Because you are holding God. You are holding your equipment. But the man of God said you are blind. And now you are blind. So where are you going? You are not going anywhere. the most powerful being on earth. He's not anybody but a believer, a man of God, a child of God, a born-again Christian who knows his authority. They that know their God that do exploits. They that know their God that do exploits. You don't know your God, people kick you here and there, push you there and there, and turn you up and down. In this generation, the Christians are going to rise up and take their right to wash out. They thought they are winning. They are not winning. The Christians, the believers are going to rise up all over the world and take their rightful position. The devil shall be trampled under feet. God said, we shall be the first and not the last. We shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above and not beneath. And then they are trying to manipulate us to one corner. And then they are trying to take charge. They are not the charge. They are not the charge. The day Christians will wake up from their slumber and demonstrate the power of God in the days of thy power, people shall be willing. That's what the scripture says. Say, in the days of thy power, the people shall be willing. One day, Apostle Paul was preaching the gospel. He was preaching the gospel, converting people who were getting saved. Then the Bible says that one man came here and he was disrupting everything, was disorganizing every preaching of the gospel. Apostle Paul opened his mouth and declared, say, you are blind. And that man became blind. That's it. That's it. You know, the believer's authority. We need to exercise our believer, the believer's authority. We are not to be trampled under feet. We are somebody called to wash in the blood of the Lamb. Greater is he that is Lord than the devil that is Lord. We are the seed of Abraham. Whoever blesses of God has blessed. And whoever tried to curse of God has cursed that person already. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that arises against us is judged. It's already condemned. We are the apples of God's eye. Yes, our battles are not our battles. God is fighting for us day and night. Exodus 15 verse 3. Say, the Lord God is a man of war. Toil with the God of Abraham. God is a wonderful God. Don't play with fire. Bible calls him a consuming fire. The God is a consuming fire. If you play with fire, fire burns you right there. Fire burns you. You don't play with fire. And then he says, touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. And then you touch the Lord's anointed. You will pay for it. Read through the scripture. Anybody who opposes the gospel, anybody who opposes God, anybody who opposes the things of the Lord, God has a way of showing them. We are going to pray right now. Our time is up. And our prayer is, Lord, we dip in the blood of Jesus for cleansing, for healing, for deliverance, for protection, and for everything. We dip in the blood of Jesus. That's where we belong. We dip in the blood of Jesus. That's our prayer today. We deep in the blood of Jesus. We deep in the blood of Jesus. Yes, everybody, wherever you are in any part of the world, join us in this prayer. We deep in the blood of Jesus. That's where we belong. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. We are washed in the blood of Jesus. Saved in the blood of Jesus. We are protected in the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we are healed in the blood of Jesus. We are delivered by the blood of Jesus. We are set free by the blood of Jesus. We are made whole by the blood of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. We receive it, we receive it, we receive it, we receive it, we receive it. In the name of Jesus. Arabasai. Eblondo, 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 eblondo. Oh, you are Sunday. Thank you. Give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Who the Son of God says, praise, praise thee. Jesus says, you pray, I pray thee. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I want to thank every one of you for being part of this service. God continue to bless you all. I reward you all abundantly. This is a special service that the Lord directed me to conduct this morning. And I know you have all been blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us and being there and helping the ministry to keep going on. God reward you all. God bless you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Love you and Jesus loves you. Meet again next weekend, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be back on air again. And please forward this message, forward this, email it, text it, and tweet it out, share it, let it go viral, and bless the whole world. God bless you all for preaching. The Lord reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you. We give you glory and honor. But alone, let it be. But alone, we give you glory and honor. You are the Lord.